Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
It's Friday, otherwise known as the sexiest day of the week, and the show we got lined up for you is guaranteed to get you in the mood. Now, coming up, we got two, count them, two Dish Nation exclusives, and our BFF Andrew Freund sits down with the stars of the Emoji Movie. We're talking to TJ Miller, Patrick Stewart, and Maya Rudolph, plus a former member of One Direction is doing some kinky sexual healing.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Get ready for that. But first, we got to say what's up to our version of the Flossy Posse, our people from LA, Heidi, Frank, and Sammy. What up, y'all?
Hey!
What up, y'all?
What up, y'all?
Well, y'all, like Headcrack said, we're going to talk about some sex, baby. But first, we're going to touch on some scandal.
Woo! Come
y'all
on, baby.
Yes. Yeah. All right, guess what, y'all?
What?
OJ is getting his own pop-up museum. Oh, he already getting rewarded.
He should be. I mean, that man worked hard. He did, honey.
He did his 9 years.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, OJ was granted parole last week and could be a free man as early as October 1st. So, organizers at an art gallery in Los Angeles feel it's the perfect time to do a pop-up museum in August. The emphasis of the display will be on the cultural phenomenon around OJ and the murder trial, which was labeled the trial of the century. And on display will be a white 1994 Ford Bronco, which is not OJ's, as well as 300 other artifacts related to the court case.
Oh, I thought this meant that a pop-up OJ museum is like you go to a museum, then OJ just pops up and scares the hell out of you.
Yeah, but haven't we had enough of OJ, guys?
No.
We know the ins and the outs of the story. I feel like I was on the damn case prosecuting his ass. We know enough.
Does he have his memorabilia back? Because remember, that's why he was in jail in the first place.
Because somebody had pictures and everything.
Right. Yeah.
Well, now he can turn it all around. Like I used to hate when people call me a brat, but now I'm the brat and they can kiss my so he can, you know, do the pop.
Well, as promised, we're going to move on from scandal to sex. And in the middle of this big sex story is a Dish Nation exclusive, and it's about Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. So Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid have been dating for about a year and a half. So they're still in that hot and heavy phase. And it's so hot and heavy between them that Zayn Malik is sitting down and writing songs and music about what goes on in the bedroom between those two hot people.
So he found himself a muse.
Yes, exactly. So he's writing about it, I guess, and it's so, like, hot.
Isn't that every love song?
No, I mean, these are, like, really, these are so raunchy and kinky that we will probably never hear them. He only lets Gigi hear them, and then he's going to, like, go in and sort of clean them up a little bit so that they can get...
Oh, my gosh. That is so hot.
So he's going to take R-rated, and some of the songs are even X-rated, and sort of PG them up a little bit so that they could go out into the world.
Nah, it's a snooze fest. Of course, we want to hear the raunchier version. Let us have some fun too, Zayn.
Well, it could be the dirty version of the album.
It's going to get leaked.
Actually, Get Leaked is the first single off the original album.
Well, and you know, Marvin Gaye had, you know, Let's Get It On, but the original X-rated version of that song was Let's
Are you serious?
I need that demo.
I mean, the original for Elvis' song was Tutti Frutti Good Booty.
Yeah. Wow, I had no idea.
All right, y'all, this just in.
What?
The Royals are hiring. The Royals are hiring, y'all.
Like you better go get a job, Gary.
You sound
like the official person to run down the streets with a bell saying that.
Y'all was just on LinkedIn, honey, and the ad is right there, y'all. The royal family is looking for a senior communications manager, and they are advertising on LinkedIn.
Wow.
Now, you'll report to work at Kingston Palace in London, but, honey, Make no error, niece, Miss Portia girl. The ideal candidate must be discreet about the inner working of the palace.
So I can't tell no tea.
You can't tell no tea, niece. It's very discreet.
Why don't they just give the Harry's fiance that job?
Well, Meghan Markle, she has a job.
That's a step down. And why are you going to turn this established actress into the help?
Yeah.
Don't make the black girl work for them.
Yeah.
She should hire Lord so she can finally be royal.
All right, we're going to say bye for now, but we're going to be back in a minute with the craziest bridesmaid story you've ever heard. All right, bye, Atlanta.
Peace out.
Bye.
All right, up next, Steph Curry and LeBron James may be rivals on the court, but they may be ready to make peace on the big screen.
Really?
You know, for the sake of art.
Okay.
Money.
Coins.
Yep. Dish Nation is exclusively hearing that several film production companies believe that Steph and LeBron would be the perfect on-screen duo, be it as rivals in sports, drama, or even if it's just a buddy comedy. The office are already flooding in.
Ooh.
You know what? Everybody's into reality now. They're into reality movies, reality TV, and they want to see these real-life rivals go at it.
And I don't know if you watched the show Ballers, but Steph Curry was just recently on that, and he was pretty natural in that.
Oh, was he?
You know, LeBron James, you've seen him in Trainwreck, and he's going to be in that Space Jam sequel, so there's definitely an interest for him to be in front of a camera.
Cool. So y'all think they're going to be a new Rockin' Kevin Hart? You know, because they have that battle every time they film together.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Yeah, no.
Like, there's a different type of comedic timing and levels to it, but, like...
Is Steph Curry funny? Like, does he have that quality? I don't even know his real personality.
He seemed dry.
Really?
LeBron is dry.
I mean, LeBron was funny in Trainwreck. I don't know if you got a chance to see that. He did just enough to be interesting.
He did.
So, like, I would give it a shot. Like, let's not shoot it down.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst thing could happen, right? You know, Kazam.
Yeah. Whoa.
Everything's better than that.
Okay.
Hey, I think I was in Kazam.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, I keep forgetting.
God.
Well, speaking of Steph Curry, you know it's the end of the week, and we like to send you into the weekend feeling good.
Feeling good.
So it's time for...
Feel Good Friday.
So this week on The View, they teamed up with Homes for Our Troops to provide a new home for Tim Burkhead, a disabled veteran who lives with his mom and his 12-year-old daughter. Tim's mom had given up her job as a teacher to become a primary care provider, so they built the Burkhead family a house that suits Tim's needs.
Oh,
that's awesome.
And if you think that's awesome, head crack, Tim is a diehard Golden State Warriors fan, and he got quite the surprise when they took him down to show him his new man cave.
Oh my gosh, this is so cute in the bathroom.
Somebody in
there? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Tearjerker.
Yeah, I almost start crying.
Did you?
Yeah,
I watered up over there.
You gonna stop trying to throw me under the bus? What if I was trying to hide it, Gary?
Oh, well, you just said you was trying
to cry. Stop it, Gary. I didn't say I was trying.
What'd you say?
I said I almost.
Oh, well, almost and trying is the same brand.
It's not.
Oh.
So did you tear up or not?
Damn. Are you here, Portia? Be present.
All right, moving on. If you think funerals are depressing, there's a funeral company in Ghana that's offering something a little bit different. The next level.
Yeah.
So morbid, though.
That's kind of weird. Like, I understand it, but it's almost like a funeral is supposed to be, like, calm and solace, and you're resting. Like, I don't...
I mean, I know in New Orleans, you know, they do the second line.
Yeah.
It's more of a party. I like funerals like that, like, where you get to celebrate.
Yeah.
This is just taking
it's
to the next level.
It's supposed to be a celebration.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not supposed to be
we can
crying.
Celebrate, but don't have me jumping up and down in my casket. I want to just lay there and relax.
Well, depending on how big you are, if it's a little person in a big casket, they're gonna be shaking up like a tic tac. You know,
the feet gonna be with a head wash.
Yeah, you don't want to shake them up like that now. Yeah. But if it's a big person, you ain't doing nothing but shifting a little bit, a little two step in the coffin.
I don't go nowhere because Feel Good Fridays is nice and all, but Booty Week is nice too. Stay tuned, more Dish Nation coming up next. Why did I say it like that?
It should be
you
a
love
man. It
like
should
booty.
Be a man's
You're
booty.
Addicted.
Serve you right.
Mm-hmm.
Dish.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, John Mellencamp should add the cougar back into his name because after being separated for 3 years, he's reportedly back with Meg Ryan and they've been going together for a few months now.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So the couple had dated for 3 years and after they broke up, John dated Christy Brinkley for a year. And when John went on Howard Stern, he said, I love Meg Ryan. She hates me to death. I think it's because I'm a child.
See, all it took was a little growing up.
Exactly. I like love stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope one day I get back with the person I once loved.
You probably will, Gary.
Thank you.
Sometimes it just takes time. And you know, once you get older, it's like, why would you be holding on to other stuff? It's like, I want a companion, so let me just go ahead and get back with you.
Now, do any of y'all have somebody that you used to date back in the day that you wish, you know, like, you know, the moon and the stars would align and y'all can get back together?
You broke up for a reason. You don't go back.
Yeah, in some situations.
That's what they say, though, Brad. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, and normally you find out when you start back dating them, like within the first couple days.
You realize.
You be like, this is why I'm not with your ass.
Just reminded me why I don't
And it could be the smallest thing of how he chew his food.
Ooh, you better preach, girl.
How he talk loud on the phone in a restaurant.
Yes. Like, get up and take the call to another room.
Thank you. We ain't in here alone.
So on Jane the Virgin, Gina Rodriguez plays a woman who struggles balancing her sexuality with her religion. And in real life, Gina admitted she feels the same conflict.
Like what?
Well, in the August-September issue of Bust Magazine, Gina said...
Bust? Really?
B-U-S-T.
Really? She's talking about roughing up the suspect in Bust Magazine?
Bust Magazine.
This is epic.
Gina said, in all honesty, I used to feel guilty for... She used the technical word for pleasuring herself. Oh, my God, this extreme guilt. And that lasted way too long. Or maybe I pleasured myself too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with her.
Really?
I have to be honest.
You look guilty.
I have to agree. I
stuttering.
I don't know how to say it for TV.
Give us some air, baby.
It started when I was like 5. Then once I got to be an adult, I thought that my dead relatives were watching me. So it was just such an embarrassing thing to do. So I just had to get over that.
Bless your soul, Portia.
Well, now I'm over it. So, and I do it in peace.
You sure do. Hey, everybody, what time of the week is it?
It's Booty Week.
And yes, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood star Miss Tiara Marie, honey, just admitted that her butt booty, honey, actually leaked, honey, while they were filming the show.
Wait, why would it be leaking?
Baby, it's a faucet, girl. But anyway, Miss Tiara admitted y'all to having a Brazilian butt lift and said, quote, yeah, honey, my butt might have been leaking, honey, but it was leaking fat. Mm-hmm. She said it wasn't leaking no fake prosthetic, but I still got a nice ass, and you better know it.
So she plugged it up and kept going.
She plugged up and kept going.
All right.
Now, in Love & Hip Hop, Hollywood's executive producer said that booty leakage was, honey, actually pretty common on the show. She said, quote, I had a couple cast members, honey, who were pumping up their hinder parts with whatever they were putting in them. And then she said they would come to set and they would be leakage, honey, on the couches, back of their dresses. What?
When you get it done on Groupon.
You're
supposed to pay like top dollar and go to a real good doctor.
Or Dr. Miami's supposed to be a good doctor.
I think they start filming too soon. They need to go ahead and heal first and give it some time before you go trying to.
Yeah.
I think it's too rushed when they go to show it.
So how about y'all booties leaked?
We don't have fake booties.
I don't have fake booties.
Oh, that's what it's fake booties only?
Homegrown booties.
I'm trying to get rid of some of mine, honey.
Okay.
Hey, girl, what would you do? Like, what if you were getting down with a lady and her booty started leaking? What would you do?
I would be under the impression that I was killing it.
Hey, Dish Nation fans, honey, do you like money? Well, we're starting another contest, and you can win $500 a day all next week with a sexy new game featured me.
Oh.
Yes. So be sure to watch all next week and play. And coming up, TJ Miller gets flirty with Andrew Fron while they talk about the Emoji Movie next. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. So when you pick up your phone, they have these little yellow guys in there with faces. Those things are called emojis. Now, they finally broke it through the touchscreen, and they're on the big screen.
I love emojis.
Me too.
The movies are out today, so we sent the homie Andrew Freund to meet the stars, T.J. Miller, Patrick Stewart, Maya Rudolph, and J.T. Austin.
Welcome to the world inside your phone, where everyone is expected to act one way their whole life.
Aw, snap.
Ow.
Son, please tell me you weren't laughing just now.
What if you get sent out on the phone making the wrong face?
Dad, I'll make the right face. Then I would finally fit in.
Sweetie, you're so handsome when you make that face.
Now, the last time, you know what? Roll the tape from the last time we spoke.
No.
I tickled you, and is this sort of you? Do you want me to do that again? Is that kind of what you're...
No.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to sit in your lap.
Okay.
Okay. Can we do the interview like this?
Sure.
Okay.
Hop up there, little fella.
Okay. All right, so TJ, what emoji represents your soul?
The hugging emoji.
The hugging emoji?
Mm-hmm.
Should we have a hug?
We are go for men.
Who, me?
What's he doing?
He's making the wrong face.
Huh?
So if you two were going to create your own emoji for something that's not already there, what would that be and why?
Well, I'm a huge Prince fan, so I would make a Prince symbol emoji. I think that's helpful.
That's helpful. I would use that. Which ones do you guys use the most in your own daily life?
Sometimes, and I haven't expressed this yet, I hope you'll still think well of me. I enjoy the turkey emoji, and then I make him fart.
Ah.
I use a little bit of air coming out of the turkey. I find that it tickles me.
And his poop, I totally approve of that
Thank
usage.
You.
So, it's, you know, I have to ask you, is this the pinnacle of your career? You know, you're a very established performer, a theater performer.
Well, I would say it's probably the beginning or the base, or I might say the bottom of my career, in terms that there is much to build on it.
Welcome to the Loser Lounge, where the emojis who never get used hang out.
What's up, High Five?
This movie made me feel bad for the ones that we don't use, because they're, like, in the movie, they're, like, in some room.
The misfit emojis.
The misfit emojis.
I totally see what you're saying,
So, Jake, how do we, like, bring these back into the cycle?
Well, we gotta make a second movie. And then we gotta, you know, incorporate these characters. It's, you know, one movie's just not enough. There's too many emojis.
So is this your plea to the Sony powers to make this a franchise?
I'm just saying, every emoji needs a story.
Last emoji you used.
You know what? I've been using the desk lamp a lot.
Okay.
I just send someone a desk lamp. If they say hello, give me a high five emoji, or I send them a desk lamp.
Do you feel bad for emojis that don't get used a lot, like in the film?
That's why I've been sending the desk lamp.
Okay.
I've just been going through and sending prawns and, you know, not even surfboards, even more esoteric stuff. The guy with the spyglass, is he a detective or a scientist? He doesn't have a lab coat. We need to get a detective on this immediately. But which emoji is the detective emoji?
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, the term bridezilla did not become a term by accident. There are brides that go absolutely crazy, but there is a bride who I think we have to come up with a whole other term, because I don't even think bridezilla.
She's beyond Zilla?
She's beyond Zilla. So this bride, she wants you to bid to become a bridesmaid, and the highest bidders, she needs six of them. So the highest bidders will actually get to be in her wedding as a bridesmaid, and then she's going to take that
what do
money.
Mean, get to be? Who is this person? Like, is this a famous person?
Yeah,
not a famous person.
Is this
person.
A woman who's going to marry Prince Harry or something? Maybe a royal wedding?
That would make sense. But no, this is just a regular girl. She's an unnamed girl. But this is happening, and we know about it because her sister leaked it to a UK tabloid, The Sun. Now, this is what she said. She called the idea ridiculous, but unsurprising. She said, quote, "My sister was always very spoiled by our parents since she's the youngest of four kids. Don't get me wrong, she can be very sweet, but she's just very immature, high-maintenance person. I just find this really awkward and tacky. She's basically having people pay to be in her wedding." Oh, and by the way, the money that she raises from this auction, this bridesmaid auction, she's going to use for a fabulous honeymoon. Do you hate her? I do.
Yes, I do. I'd be bidding to get out of marrying her.
I know. When you
can somebody actually bid on being the groom so I can get out of here?
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.